This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. And I said correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan is engineering the broadcast at GCN. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Kyle Harris is with us in Montana. Kyle is an electrician, and today we've got a, I think it's a pretty cool broadcast. I really do. We're going to be talking about electricity, tips, and tricks of the trade. Things that Kyle has learned as an electrician over the decades, things that I've learned over the decades, and we're going to share them with you. It's going to be informative. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a broadcast that you can all use. Information that you may not know about. We're going to be talking about things like wire gauges, and we're going to talk about circuit breakers versus fuses. We're going to talk about the main disconnect panels, how to tell if a circuit is alive or not, okay? How to tell if a circuit has reverse ground and neutral, or whether it's missing a ground. What do surge protectors do? How do they work? Do they work? Where do you put them? We're going to be talking about ceiling fans falling down. Why do they fall down? And how to make sure one doesn't fall down on you or your children or your grandchildren or people in your house. We're going to be talking about bulbs, light bulbs, why they fail early and how to prevent that. We're going to talk about outlets. Do they wear out? Do switches wear out? How do you know? What happens if you have an outlet that's warm? What does that mean? We're going to be talking about extension cords, how to know if you have the right size. So I think it's going to be a very informative 2 hours. What do you think, Kyle?
Good morning, Vince. You always start off with a full plate. I'll give you that. You know, well, I keep thinking to myself, you know, every time this is just so funny. But anyway, every time your show comes on with different things, I always think to myself, there was a good friend of mine. I'll back up just a minute. There was a good friend of mine a long time ago that we had another mutual friend, and the older guy said one time to the younger guy, he says, "You're just a little pepper box." And I think to myself, that's what you are. You're like a little pepper box. I keep thinking that you need bumper music that's sort of like Scottish fighting music to start the program.
You know, my wife has a term for me, and she says I'm her radio face. So I looked it up. What is a radio face? It's somebody. It's ugly. I mean to say. So that's my wife's endearing term for me. I'm her radio guy or her radio face. Thanks a lot, Mrs. Fennelli. Kyle, why don't we start with this? And I asked Mrs. Fennelli yesterday. I said Kyle and I are going to be on talking about electricity, and what what do you think the housewife would like to know about electricity? Now, Mrs. Finelli, and I know your wife come from a different perspective because your wife holds up the other end of the board. Is it the garden with you? She's pulling the wire with you. Whatever you're doing, you know, around the house, she's there with you doing, you know, the other half. And so is Mrs. Finelli. So, but not every housewife or woman has the, luxury, if you will, of, you know, learning these things firsthand from someone who is willing to teach them. So I asked her, what do you think that, you know, other people who don't do the kind of things that you and Sharon do, what do you think they'd like to know? And she said, I think they'd like to know about the main breaker panel. What is it? What's it for? And what does it contain? And what do you need to know about the main circuit breaker panel in a house? And then she said, what about fuses? What's the difference? I think people would like to know, what is the difference between a fuse and a circuit breaker? And what do they look like? And are they interchangeable, or do they have different sizes? And what happens if you put in a fuse that's larger than it should be for that particular circuit? I said, that's really great. So why don't we start with that? Kyle Harris, what is the main breaker panel in a house? You know, we know it's that typically it's gray. It's got a door on it, and you can open the door, and you look inside, and you see these black-looking things with levers on them. Please tell us what the main panel is for.
Sure. That takes the main power, if you will, from the utility. And it's a place where it's the connection point where it comes from the utility, from the transformer into your house and comes down to one very large breaker, usually, that will handle all of the amperage that your house will get. If you have, you can have main panels that are 100 amp, 200 amp, 400 amp, I've seen them 1,000 amp, but that's depending on what size you're putting in, you know, for your house. Most houses nowadays come with a 2 or 400 amp panel, but because of the way people have lived and houses have always been built, normally a 200 amp panel is all you will need. Okay, so that has a great big toggle switch, if you will, on it. And that toggle switch is a breaker. And it cuts or handles and can cut off all of the power to your entire house just by tripping that breaker. Or it's supposed to trip if there is a ground fault between the large breaker and the power company's transformer. If there's a large ground fault, or, you know, where something goes to ground and it goes over 200 amps, it will trip that main, and then you won't have any power at all in your house. That almost never happens because they have so many rules and regulations now. I saying it doesn't happen because I have repaired one. In all the years I've done this, I've only had to repair one where I went in there and worked on it, changed it out. But and normally speaking, that one's fine. And then from that main, you're going to go out into a bunch of other smaller breakers or fuses or something along that line, the different amp circuits, depending upon what the circuit is for and the size of the wire. So anyway, it's a big one that goes into a bunch of smaller ones that handles the specific circuits that are designated for certain things in your house.
Okay. So, class, if you have a situation where you think you need to shut off the power immediately and you don't know which circuit breaker goes to what because you didn't look at the panel previously, you haven't studied it, they're not marked properly, which is common, and you need to shut the power off to your house right now, you can go to your main circuit panel and the largest breaker in that panel, if you have a breaker, if you switch that, it will shut the power off to your entire house, everything that's connected, if it's wired properly. And that's something that you should review with your family, your children. Everybody should know how that works, where it is, and maybe even try it, okay, to make sure that they know how to shut off the power in your house. For example, if you have a flooding situation, your basement's flooding, and you want to make sure that no one gets shocked going into the basement, and your panel is in your garage, you know, where it's not flooded, you can just go into that panel and shut off the power and make sure no one's electrocuted from the flood that's, you know, in your house. That's something that everybody should know. And from, Kyle, from my experience, I have, over the years, I've seen electrical panels, both fuse type and circuit breaker types, in different sizes, 30 amps, 60 amps, 100 amps, 125, and 200. Those are the ones that I've seen. Is there another size, or are those mainly the sizes?
That's mainly the sizes. The older style ones, they did have some regular straight 100s rather than the 125. All the newer ones now are 125s. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and I have been in one house is all I've ever ran into in my life where the folks had a 50 amp panel in there, and that was fused.
Hmm. Okay. Well, since you've mentioned fuses, let's talk about the difference between a fuse and a circuit breaker. What is? Can you describe what they look like? So that someone who really hasn't opened the door to their electrical panel, hasn't seen it, what do they look like? What do fuses look like? What do circuit breakers look like?
Well, everybody is, I would think, is fairly familiar with a circuit breaker. It looks sort of like a light switch, but it's mounted sideways. And one way is on and one way is off. And then if there is a short that happens within a circuit breaker, it'll go into trip mode, which means it's kind of about halfway between on and off. And in order to reset that, you have to take it all the way off and then return it back on. And I'll finish up with the fuses after the break. It sounds like we're coming up.
Yeah, we are. And Kyle, please let us know what causes a circuit breaker to trip as well. Kyle Harris is with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle Harris is with us, and we're talking about electricity, home wiring. And this ought to be an interesting broadcast for those of you who want to know more about wiring. We're going to talk about the tips, the tricks of the trade, things that we've learned over the decades, both Kyle and I. I'm going to share that with you. I don't think this gets discussed on radio. Well, I haven't heard it anywhere, so here we go. Kyle, you were talking about circuit breakers versus fuse. What's the difference? How do they, what do they look like, and so forth?
Sure. Just to recap, just for real quick, with a circuit breaker, if it's tripped, which means there was either an overcurrent. In other words, you pulled too much power through the wires, too much amperage through the wires to the particular device that you have plugged into it, that there's a system inside the breakers that are called overcurrent. Okay, that overcurrent, if you're pulling too much amperage through the wire to whatever your device you're trying to run, it will trip the breaker. That's one way it can trip. The other way it can trip is a ground fault. In other words, if the say your mice have gotten into your little receptacle box and chewed off the insulation around the wires, and you have a ground wire in the receptacle box and it's touching the hot wire, that would be called a ground fault, because the ground wire in there goes back to the panel, and then it should go outside to it'll be connected metallically from your receptacle all the way to your ground rods that are outside buried into the ground. So if the power touches, if you have a hot wire touch the neutral, which is also tied to a ground, if you have a hot wire touch either one of those, it will be a short circuit and it will instantly trip the breaker. Or if the device that you have plugged into the receptacle develops a short inside of it, it will cause the device, the breaker, to trip. Or if someone is handling like a blow dryer or something, you hear about you see these things where people are getting electrocuted by throwing, in movies. I mean, you know, where they throw the hair dryer in the bathtub with them and it electrocutes them. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I would say probably 99% of the time the breaker is going to instantly trip. It would be almost impossible to do that unless you had to plan in advance. But in any case, that's the three things, the three reasons that I know of that will cause the breaker to trip. Now, a fuse is a little different. If you've got a fuse panel and you open it up, you will usually, the ones that I have seen around here, which has been years and years ago, they're usually little round fuses, and they have a little window right in the middle of them. And if there is a short circuit of any of the things that I mentioned for the breaker, there's a little thin strip in the middle of that window in the middle of the bulb, and that little thin strip is rated in specific amperages, 15, 20, 30, 40, and 50, I think is even they can get up to. But anyway, that little tiny strip will be gone because it will just melt. It melts before there's the supposedly damage to people or devices that it's feeding. Mm-hmm. So that's just the general overview of it. If you want to go somewhere else with it, let's go.
Well, one thing that differentiates a fuse from a circuit breaker is that a fuse will fail with too much current, and once it fails, it is not resettable.
Right.
It's a one-time use device, and it's designed to fail if too much current goes through it. So let's talk about that for a few seconds. So what is too much current? If you look at a typical receptacle in your house, it's rated at 15 amperes. 15 amperes equals 1,800 watts. How do I know that? Because if you multiply amps times volts, you'll get watts. So 15 times 120, it's about 1,800. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you
God, you're take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I got a call from Dr. Richard Allen Miller last night. And he said, he was telling me a whole bunch of things, and he's, you know, going high speed as he normally does. And it's like, oh, by the way, I've got a convention I'm going to be at tomorrow, so I won't be with you. So I called Kyle, and Kyle's with us, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend Kyle. And so we're talking about electricity. So I was mentioning that an outlet, a typical receptacle that you have in your house is probably, if you were to look at the back of it, you'd probably see that it says 15A, which means 15 amperes. And if you multiply volts, typically your house circuits are 120 volts. And if you multiply 120 times that 15 amp rating, you come up with 1800 watts. Now, you may go to your circuit panel and look at the breakers and you'd see that they say 20 on them or 20 amperes. And that means that that breaker will allow 20 amperes of current or 2400 watts. 20 amps times 120 volts is 2400 watts. So we can talk in terms of watts because that's what you're used to, right? 100 watt
sure.
light bulb? Yeah. 100 watt light bulb, you know what that is. A 40 watt light bulb, and you know, you get a rough idea for how much current those two devices use. Well, here's the point. So if you're receptacle on your kitchen counter is rated at 15 amps and your breaker is rated at 20 amps, seems like there's a problem. Well, let me explain why this is okay. It's okay because there are no appliances in the United States that you could plug in to that 15 amp receptacle that is greater than 15 amps. So that receptacle can handle 15 amps or 1800 watts easily. Okay. Now, your toaster may be 1100 watts, which is less than the 1800. Now, your griddle may be 1175 watts. Now, where the problem comes in is when you start having multiple receptacles on the same circuit and you try to have that toaster running at the same time that you have your griddle. Because, well, maybe you plugged them into the same receptacle. Well, in that case, you're trying to draw too much current, and you can overheat that receptacle. Kyle, do you have any comments on that?
Nope, you're absolutely right, Vince. The other thing I was going to mention, that if you stumble into a house or you have a house that has the old fuses, chances are 99% that if you have an ungrounded circuit, mm-hmm. in other words, it has a hot and a neutral in it, and the receptacles themselves will just have two slots. They will not have the little third hole that's down underneath the two slots on the little receptacle, and then it just has a place for two prongs to go in there. If that's the case, you have a dangerous situation, just more dangerous than normal electricity. So you need to be extra careful. I'll tell you a quick little story. My grandparents, way back, we went to visit them one time, and we were little toddlers. I mean, I was about maybe 4 or 5, and my sister was 2 or a little over, just walking. And they had a house that had what is called knob and tube wiring. And it was just basically inside the wall, you had a little insulator, and you had two insulators, and the wires were pulled along and tied on those little insulators, and then they would drop down to the receptacles, and they did not have any ground on them other than the neutral. Well, my sister, being a toddler, stuck a little bobby pin in that circuit, in that thing, and it just locked her up instantly. She couldn't move, she couldn't talk, she couldn't cry, she couldn't do anything. And I just happened to notice her sitting there, and I knew that she shouldn't be there, so I pushed her away, and she was fine. But just know that if you have something like that, the chances of the circuit, the fuse blowing before someone dies is a little bit on the shady side.
Yeah, my parents bought a house many decades ago. It was built in 1844. And it had, in the 1840s, there was no such thing as electricity, from the utility company, because there were no utility companies. But it was retrofitted to exactly what you're talking about, knob and tube wiring. So to give you a little further explanation of what that is, class, it's instead of having Romex, and that's what you're pretty much used to. It's this plastic sheathed wire with either a yellow colored jacket on the wire, or a white color, or maybe even orange or black, depending on the age of the Romex and the compliance to the color code now for the different colors of the jacket, meaning different gauges of wire inside. Well, prior to that Romex, there was BX cable, which is armored cable. It's kind of a semi-flexible metal sheathed cable, which you could bend. And then before that, it was knob and tube. And knob and tube was just simply wires that were cotton covered with tar for insulation, cotton tar insulation. And these wires were run parallel in the walls. So maybe they were separated by 8 inches or 6 inches or 4 inches. But they were run parallel. And the knobs were these insulators, these porcelain insulators that they would be wrapped around to change directions from, you know, going up to going over. And the tubes would be porcelain tubes that would be put in a hole drilled into a beam, for example, so you could run the wire through the beam without it causing a mild cross connect if the beams were damp. So, but that wiring was okay in terms of it handled current really, really well, because the wires, when they got warm, the air around them would dissipate the heat, and they could handle more current. But the problem was they were ungrounded, as Kyle said. So let's take a second and talk about the receptacles. Around 1960, and I don't know the exact date, it might have been 1961 or 1962, around there, we changed from two-prong electric receptacles to three prongs, ungrounded with two prongs to grounded with three prongs. And that was a big change, and it was really important. So the reason I'm mentioning this is if you have a two-prong receptacle and you have a computer and you want to put a surge protector on your computer to protect it, and we'll talk about what surges are in a few minutes, your surge protector will do nothing, absolutely nothing, because you don't have a ground. Kyle, would you like to address that?
No, you're absolutely correct. Vince, it's very important. You can, it takes a bit, quite a bit, actually, depending on the house, to go down and to re-pull in new circuits. I have done that for a couple of different people. Usually the cost is almost prohibitive. People don't like to put that kind of money into, you know, if they don't do it themselves, they don't like to put that kind of money into pulling new wire through walls, because it's just quicker to many times just to cut the sheetrock out, or if you can get in the basement or the crawl space to drill up it just takes longer, but it can be done without, you know, cutting the sheetrock. But you're correct, Vince. Your surge protectors will not work without a direct ground.
Mm-hmm. And so let's take a minute and talk about what a surge is. And the reason I'd like to mention this is you hear on TV the power will go out in a scene on television or in a movie, and one of the actors will say, "What happened?" And the other actor will say, "Well, it was a surge." Probably not. It was probably a short circuit. So a short circuit is not the same thing as a surge. Kyle, would you like to tell us the difference between an electrical short circuit and a surge?
Sure. The short circuit itself is like sort of like I described before, where your hot wire touches the ground or the neutral. It will cause it shorts directly to the from the power source to ground. That is called your short circuit. A power surge would be something along the lines of let's go out here to the look at your power pole. So you've got your big power pole up in the air there, and if it's normal like residential around here, it'll have at the very top you'll see three little tiny smaller wires, and those wires are strung, you know, from pole to pole to pole, and it goes on back to the main one of the substations around your town. if there is a lightning strike, for an example, on that will hit one of them wires, it will cause a huge surge in the power. It'll run down into the transformer and cause a surge in the house, and it'll blow out appliances and everything. There are fuses, supposedly, that are on the power poles that are supposed to stop that, and they're called gate fuses. They just snap in and snap out, and they're about 10, 11 inches long, something like that. And they come on, and they swing up like they're in a gate. That's why we call them anyway, gate fuses, that are supposed to blow before it gets into the house. But if they blow, your power goes out. I mean, in the house, the result to you is the same. But I have found that seemingly most of the time they don't blow, and your device that's hooked up to it and the surge will blow. So unless you have it protected with a surge protector, in other words, it's a device that keeps So if the lightning strikes the wire that's running in the overhead outside lines, and it causes a surge of voltage through the transformer, you will get a surge of voltage also through your house into your devices. And if it's the electronics cannot handle that surge of voltage and amperage, because remember, if you get one, you get the other, you know, and the voltage can blow because of pressure and just too much, or amperage can blow because it'll overheat and burn out. Either way, the device is fried. You know,
hold that thought. We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, the phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Harris is with us. We're talking about electricity. And, Kyle mentioned lightning strikes. If it lightning strikes near the wires that come into your home, and that lightning hops on those wires, hopefully that gate fuse at the power pole will stop it. But sometimes it doesn't. And if that surge of lightning comes through the wires into your house, it can damage your equipment. And so the way to protect yourself as best as possible, if you take a direct hit by lightning, there is no protection. There is nothing that you can do that I know of. Maybe Kyle knows of something, but there's nothing that I know of that can protect you from a direct lightning strike. Of course, you want to have your house wired properly, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But here's what I have done. I have a whole house surge protector. So in the main panel, I have this very large, well, let's say it's 4 inches by 4 inches by 4 inches. It's a box with three wires, and it connects to my to a 30-amp breaker. Actually, it's called a double-pole breaker. So it protects the entire circuit breaker panel, the main panel, from surges. And then in our house, I've wired sub-panels. Now, a sub-panel is a panel that comes off the main panel. So, for example, what I've determined for economic reasons as well as reducing voltage loss across our house, I have sub-panels. And the sub-panels are connected to the main breaker panel with heavy gauge aluminum wire, aluminum, it's called service entrance style cable. And so I have these sub-panels throughout the house so I don't have voltage loss. And in each one of these sub-panels, of which there are many, I have sub-panel surge protection. So I have layer number one, which is the whole house surge protection. Then each sub-panel has another layer of surge protection for that entire sub-panel. And then I have another layer at some of the devices, which would be a surge protection plugged into a receptacle. So maybe for the computers and that kind of thing, I'd have a third layer of surge protection. But none of that will work at all if you don't have a very good mechanical and electrical ground. Now, how do you find that out? Well, there's a tester. You can buy one. I'm looking at eBay. They're about $5. You can get them at Harbor Freight for about the same price. And they're three little neon lights. And you plug this three-prong tester into your outlet. And it will tell you things like open ground, an open neutral, an open hot, hot and ground reversed, hot and neutral reversed, or whether your outlet is wired correctly. So it'll tell you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different configurations of how your outlet could be wired. 5 of them incorrectly, 1 of them correctly. And it'll tell you. Kyle, do you have any comments on that type of a device?
No. For the normal average homeowner, those are invaluable. I cannot emphasize enough. If you don't really know much about electricity and you're just starting out trying to learn, I carry one in my electrical toolbox all the time. If I go into a house, it's just a quick, easy way to make sure that they'll tell you what's going on and real quick. And it's just so much nicer. You know, those things are just, they're worth their weight in gold as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and you know, I have a toolkit. It's one of these fabric-type toolkits, and that's my electrical or electrician's toolkit that I carry around with me, electrician's pliers, and I have one of those testers in there as well. And so let's talk about the colors of the wires. If you were to strip Romex wire or look at the wire inside that Romex or in the sheathing, you find a white wire, a black wire, and a copper wire. Kyle, in 30 seconds, can you tell us what the definition of each one of those colors is? White, black, and copper.
The copper is your ground, the white's your neutral, that goes to also a ground, and the black is your hot. You'll figure this out.
Yeah, and we're going to discuss this more because it's very important that you get these correctly. And that's where this tester comes in. It'll tell you if those wire colors are not attached to the appropriate terminals on your receptacles. And we're going to tell you about that when we come back. It's very important that you know this. And you can fix it yourself if you're careful.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.